J-Lo and Jessica, hot bodies don't stand a chance in the Stone Appliance Skip Celebrity Sweepstakes. Listen mornings at 7:35. Brought to you by Central Yamaha in Plano and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Now, I hope everybody's planning on coming to see us at Marine Max tomorrow.
I am.
Good. Good. Because we will be there. It's in Louisville, Stemmons at Valley Ridge, up there on the Nautical Mile. We will have T-shirts, ticket T-shirts, for you to register to win. And Rough Riders tickets as well. And it says here the ticket chicks on duty will be Kathleen and Lee.
Oh.
Both need to be bikinied, I would say.
Well, I'd like to see that Lee in a bikini. Good gosh.
Well, hopefully you will.
Yum, yum.
Hopefully you'll make that happen tomorrow. All right. We have a crazy story from Arkansas here. You like Arkansas, Greg?
Arkansas looking this year?
Not really.
This is so stupid.
The dateline is Fayetteville, so it's not like...
Not like Toad Suck.
Right. Not like this happens out in the boonies up there. Because Fayetteville, of course, is the home of the Root Hogs. And there...
That's about on the par of Burleson.
No. Hitch called me back.
And there are these two people up there. One, Michelle and Jim Bob Duger.
Who?
Michelle and Jim Bob...
Jim.
Bob.
Duger. Jim Bob Duger.
Didn't he used to be a political guy at some point
as a matter
for Arkansas?
Of fact, as a matter of fact, he did. He's a former state legislator. And it seems as though these two people, Michelle and Jim Bob, have 15 kids. Jim Bob is 38.
And has 15 kids?
And has 15 kids. Michelle is 37.
What?
That's one a year.
Since you were 22.
Right.
When did they start?
15 kids?
She doesn't know what it's like to not be pregnant.
No. So dumb.
She started having her babies when she was 21, 4 years after she and Jim Bob married. He is described as a real estate businessman and a former state representative. She homeschools these kids.
Any twins in there? There's got to be a couple sets of twins.
Well, as a matter of fact, there are two.
Two sets of twins?
Two sets of twins.
Okay, that's four of them. Okay, that's four of 15. So it would mean what? 15? She'd have 13 pregnancies?
I guess so.
This guy's a former state legislature.
Yes.
Thank you, Corby. Hey, we appreciate
thanks for
that,
paying
man.
Attention,
yeah,
buddy.
Right.
I was booking a guest.
I know you were. You were doing your job.
Thank you.
Usually we do that off the air, though.
Well, when somebody calls you that's won a Stanley Cup, Danny, sometimes you got to take it right then.
Didn't win it this year.
Oh. Does he have one?
There goes that possibility.
Does he have one?
Anyway, there are two sets of twins. And oddly enough, all of these 15 kids are named with something that starts with the letter J. There is Joshua. He is 16. Jana and John David, they're 14. Jill is 13. Jessa is 11. Jinger.
No, Jinger.
That was the funniest thing about this story to me, and I knew I would never get it out.
Jinger. You sure that's not Ginger with a J?
Well, maybe it is.
You in on Jinger? That name, Greg?
Am I?
Ginger?
No, not at all.
Why not?
It looks like Jinger.
Jinger.
I'm looking at the same story, and I was just waiting for you to say ginger, because it's ginger, obviously.
You think?
Yes. It's not jinger.
What are the rest of them?
Jinger. What are the rest of their names?
Winger.
No, it all starts with a J.
Oh.
Jinger is 10. Joseph is 9. Josiah. Whatever.
Or Hosea.
Is 7.
It's Josiah.
Joanna is 6. Jeremiah and Jedediah are 5.
Jedediah?
That's isn't a good name.
Isn't that the Simpsons? Jedediah Springfield?
Jebediah.
Oh.
Well, this says Jedediah.
Yeah.
Jason is 4, James is 2, and Justin is 1.
How old's Jay-Z?
Golly, boy, they're going to...
Oh, Greg.
Say goodness.
My
Rego?
God.
The hell is the matter
no.
with you?
No.
Oh. Okay. I didn't think that was that bad.
The hammer.
Now, Jim Bob says that he always leaves the decision up to his wife on whether to have more kids. That'd be a good idea, wouldn't it?
You know, when you have that eighth kid, shouldn't you be thinking, this is enough, man. You know, I was starting to think
when I had the first.
I mean, we're one away from a baseball team.
I want one.
Now you've got a bullpen, too.
I want one. That's it.
That's not good enough.
She's eight short of a major league roster right now.
How did you get past that?
How did I get past it?
Yeah.
Scene control.
Did you get fixed?
No.
Ween control.
Scene control, pal.
15 kids.
Yeah. Didn't Michael Irvin have 15 brothers and sisters?
Something like that.
17.
No way.
I think there is 17. I think there is.
And I think
yeah, but I'll bet that didn't happen before his parents were 38.
No.
In fact, I think his parents were kind of up in age when they started having kids.
Why would you want to be pregnant like that?
So it means... How old are you, Danny? Are you
36?
36?
Yeah.
So that means he probably
start
had...
today, Danny.
He probably had 13 kids when he was your age.
That's unbelievable.
How can you make enough money to support that many kids? Can you imagine having to clothe and feed?
I bet that was pretty commonplace back in the Old West.
Yeah, you
had to have all those kids to work.
To work. I mean, you basically had kids for slaves.
Hey, even when I was coming up, there were a lot of people around who had really big families like that, mm-hmm. who had 7, 8 kids.
Wonder what the average is now for the nuclear family. Is it
1.5? 2?
Or 2? I mean, there was 4 of us, and I mean, that's considered just a gigantic family now.
My mom had 6 total siblings.
My mom had, there were 5 boys and 2 girls.
I bet that.
So how are we overpopulated now?
I mean, with your mother, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what was in her family.
Right. Like my dad, there were 6 of them.
Can you imagine?
You're about to issue something here.
Go ahead.
No, I'm looking at this picture of this woman, and she's dressed in a, what a housefrau dress she's wearing.
Well, good God,
what do you think?
Let me see if my picture's real small.
She'd have to.
What do you think? She's some jet setter in Fayetteville?
Isn't that the same?
Yeah, it's the same picture, but I just...
Look at her.
Not a very good look at her.
Hanging out at the 8-0 with her 17 kids.
She's 37 and she looks like she's 54.
Yeah.
You know what? Birthing that many kids...
That can't be good for the downstairs area.
That body has got to be ravaged.
Well, that's what I was saying. Imagine the teat. And how often it's been.
And you're
going to
get on me for what I said, and you just said that?
No, it's like, it'd be like sucking on a razor blade. It's so sharp by now. It's been gnawed to the nub.
Thank you. 15
That is abrasive.
Kids.
It is.
And they may not be finished.
Oh, no. She says, we both love children. Even yesterday, Michelle said that she would like to have some more.
Good idea.
You know what? There's people who just don't believe in birth control.
He must be rich. I mean, if he was a member of the
state legislature,
I mean, he's probably hooked up in unimaginable ways.
Well, wouldn't you have to be? Imagine all the diapers and...
And one right after another.
Like, yeah, that's what's crazy about it.
It's like pregnancy is an addiction to her.
Okay, can you imagine when it's time to start school next year, taking those kids and buying them all new school clothes? Well, they don't have to. They're homeschooled, right? They don't need school clothes.
Right.
But going to church, buying them church clothes. Can you imagine that, the bill on that? And what about shopping for groceries? I mean, what do they have to buy, like 9 loaves of bread a week? 10 gallons of milk?
No, that comes from the jug.
Well, the 16-year-old's not sucking at the teat.
I doubt he's drawing on the teat.
Right. Suckling.
Snake.
What?
I don't get that.
If I were Jinger, I would wear a Winger t-shirt every day of my life.
Just X out the W and put a J there?
Think of the
God, I thought that was Jinger.
You really thought that was
Jinger? Yeah, it never occurred to me that it might be Ginger.
Jinger.
See, that's where they're trying to... It doesn't work. They ran out of name. They had to trick up one. I mean, Ginger is clearly spelled with a G, not a J.
I agree, Greg.
That's just wrong. And there's other names. Jeanette. They haven't used that one.
Oh, man.
Jack.
I think they do have a Jack down there, don't they?
No, they don't. Jesus.
Forgot about that one.
Why didn't someone bring Jesus back into vogue?
Well, there's Jesus in the Mexican community.
Yeah.
Boy, they have no problem naming their kid Jesus.
No, not at all.
Because it's Jesus.
It's what? Jesus.
Then why don't you do it?
They don't pronounce.
When you have a kid, if you have a boy, name him Jesus.
Because I won't be able to carry on a conversation with Reiner without him laughing. So I took Jesus to T-ball. Boy, Jesus, he can eat. You ought to see him, Mike.
My son spent the night in jail because...
Because what?
Not saying it.
No, don't.
All right, let's gear up for the two-minute drill.
Jesus smoked pot.
Oh, come on.
We're not supposed to say that.
I didn't. Corby did.
And you're
did.
Getting on to me on what I said.
I didn't call for it, and I was quoting a line from a song.
Didn't Gordon say it, too?
You don't need to cry about it.
Well, I've been crying about Jinger for the last 10 minutes.
Gordon said it on purpose.
Yeah.
He's sorry.
It's odd for a so-called man of God.
You know, preacher's son.
Get off Gordon.
What?
Leave him alone. He's okay.
Is he now?
Yeah, he's a teammate. Leave him alone.
All right, let's gear up for the two-minute drill, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here after the Ticket Ticker.